You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. More than 5 years ago, when the Valley was still in the deep throes of the housing crisis, President Barack Obama visited Mesa to talk about it.
The home mortgage crisis, the financial crisis, and this broader economic crisis are all interconnected. We can't successfully address any one of them without addressing them all. So yesterday in Denver, I signed into law the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which will create, the act will create or save 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years, including 70,000 right here in Arizona. Right here. Doing the work America needs done. And we're also going to work to stabilize, repair, and reform our financial system to get credit flowing again to families and businesses. And we will pursue the housing plan I'm outlining today. And through this plan, we will help between 7 and 9 million families restructure or refinance their mortgages so they can avoid foreclosure.
That was 2009 in Mesa. President Obama will be speaking at Central High School tomorrow morning about the housing recovery. In a statement, the White House said the president will also announce new steps to help more Americans achieve the American dream of owning a home. With me now to talk about the housing recovery, where it's being felt, where it isn't, and where we go from here, our Professor Anthony Sanders of George Mason University, who specializes in real estate finance and investment, and realtor John Wake of Arizona Real Estate Notebook.com. Welcome back to both of you.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve.
Professor Sanders, so how much has the real estate market nationally recovered since 2009? What have we seen? What have we not seen?
Well, what we've seen is house prices come back about, they're still 20, depending on the area, 24% below their peak back in the 2000s. Now, foreclosures have actually dropped back to normal levels, although they seem to be creeping up recently. So the housing market's recovering, and it's kind of with a broken leg.
Well, so what is President Obama going to say here in Phoenix tomorrow? And I don't want to make this political. Why did he decide to come back to the Phoenix area? Any thoughts on that?
Phoenix, as you know, is sort of the poster child for the housing bubble. Dramatic price increases of housing, followed by dramatic price decreases of housing. But what he's going to announce tomorrow, very likely, is the fact that he's going to try to increase the number of home loans, not so much in Phoenix per se, but nationally, is to lower the guarantee fee for the FHA loans by 0.5%.
What sort of impact do you think that could have?
Actually, I don't think it'll have much impact at all.
Okay. John Wake, your thoughts?
Yeah, totally. It's a small increase. It's a very, very modest if it had any effect on the market. The bigger impact that could happen on the market is if we have an interest rate increase in this year.
Right, which, Tony Sanders, what about that?
Well, I think right now, over the past year, interest rates keep decreasing.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. It's just not the Federal Reserve trying to keep rates low. It's just that the rest of the world, economies are just completely stalled. And everyone's lowering the rates to try to jumpstart their economies. No one's succeeding, and so rates are perhaps likely to stay low for this coming year unless something happens.
Tony Sanders, I want to come back to one thing about. Of course, we all know about Phoenix being the poster child or whatever for the housing bubble, and yet this is not a place that President Obama is especially popular. And it also doesn't feel like to a lot of people that there has been, certainly housing has improved, no question, but it still doesn't feel like for a place that relies so much on housing and real estate that it really has recovered. The timing seems odd to a layperson like me. What about that?
Well, I think, there's a political aspect to this. He's trying to tout how his administration has really helped the economic recovery, particularly for Phoenix, although I think that'd be a bad city to pick for. But I think we're coming up to a presidential election pretty soon. I think he wants to say his policies have worked really well. But the problem is he might even tout the loan modification programs, HAMP and HARP.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think that's not had much of an impact, in particularly Phoenix. And again, the reason why is if you look nationally and particularly at Maricopa County, unemployment rates, as your previous guest I heard was saying, are still unacceptably high. Median household income is at, it kind of grew during the last decade, has been falling. in Phoenix. So that's a very difficult market to really jumpstart the economy in.
John Week, what are you seeing? I know it can be anecdotal, but based on what you've seen over the past couple of years, who are you able to sell to? Who's interested in talking to you about buying a home?
Well, a lot of the stuff that we don't see are the first-time home buyers, because they've been really, you know, they're in their 20s or 30s, and they have huge student loans, and then the economy is not picking up. Actually, the economy, it is improving, and they're benefiting more than the rest of the economy, the people in that age group. So we could see them more and more come in and get their first homes. But first home buyers are always a huge percentage of the sales, maybe in the 40% range of sales. So hopefully they're getting their feet on the ground and they're coming in.
I read that small phrase that the White House issued in that statement about the American dream. And of course, during the downturn, we heard, well, that's not really the American dream as much anymore for young people. What are you seeing?
Yeah, that's definitely the problem, is that they just don't have the bucks to do it. One of the things they're doing with this, maybe tweaking the FHA loan program, if that's what happens tomorrow, that could help, but it's going to be slight. It's not going to be the things we need to improve the market. But actually, the market, to get to the nuts of it, the market, the prices, the home prices in Metro Phoenix have increased in about a year. I mean, some areas have, like, dinner downtown Phoenix. Maybe the places that were really hit hardest, like Maryvale, are still coming up, but they were really killed by price decreases. So those areas are coming up a little bit. Basically, prices have been flat for a year, probably will remain flat. So that's good. Stability, price stability is good for buyers and sellers.
Tony Sanders, before we go to a quick break, you're a philosopher. What about this American dream? Housing still part of the American dream?
Well, I think it went from American dream to American scream when, you know, we had millions of people going into foreclosures, housing prices tanked. And again, everyone keeps forgetting the unemployment rate shot up. And, you know, and this is a kind of a bigger picture issue. Wage income has just declined and gotten stagnant. So we're not really seeing the growth in wages that everyone had hoped for. And this is, almost 6 years going into the Obama administration. We're not seeing any much improvement in the wage market.
Yeah, there's an interesting variable on that is when the economy is not booming, we're not getting people moving to Arizona. We're way below what our traditional number of people, and that always drives the housing market and the whole Arizona economy. And since the economy isn't increasing that well, people are not moving here, and it has a spiral effect.
And we'll talk more about that coming up. John Wake is a realtor. You can read his stuff at ArizonaRealEstateNotebook.com. Professor Anthony Sanders of George Mason University specializes in real estate finance and investment. You can find his blog at Confounded Interests. We'll discuss more about real estate in America and Arizona coming up next after this break. Good morning. It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. We're talking about President Barack Obama's visit to the Valley on Thursday with Professor Anthony Sanders of George Mason University and Realtor John Wake of ArizonaRealEstateNotebook.com. John, coming up at the end of this month, we'll have a couple of huge events here in the Valley. One is the Waste Management Phoenix Open, and the other is the Super Bowl. We're going to attract a lot of tourists here. Are these going to be people who are going to buy homes?
Yeah, some of them are. This is our prime season. Vacation homes obviously Phoenix is a huge market for vacation homes. One of the little things that's kind of a worrisome is in Canada, the exchange rate with Canada is the loonies lower. So that's going to really hurt our Canadian buyers.
Right, the loonie meaning not the
Canadian dollar.
Of the
Canadian
right,
dollar. Yeah. The Canadian dollar, the exchange rate with the Canadian dollars turned against the Canadians. So now homes in Arizona are more expensive than they would have been if the exchange rate had stayed strong for them. So that'll hurt us because that's oftentimes Canada was our number two source of home buyers. Number one would be California. Mm-hmm. Number two is often Canada. So that should hurt us a little bit. And they tend to be, obviously, looking for vacation homes.
Yeah, Tony Sanders, those big events draw a lot of people here. Are those people who presumably can afford to invest here? And should the Valley want these investors?
Well, I think I agree with John. This is a good time to be attracting people. They come to Phoenix. They see how house prices are still relative to last decade are very affordable. And that could be a big boon to the whole business. But the problem is when you have investors running the show, you end up with the potential for speculative bubbles again, another rise up, another potential decline. You really want a housing market built by kind of sound fundamentals of home ownership. And what we've seen since 2007 is mortgage purchase applications for loans from the FHA or a conventional or just you know, in the toilet. There's no, people are not borrowing money to buy homes. However, we have a lot of investors driving the show, but that's come down a little bit recently. So will we see a revival of it? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But unless one of the two shows up to the party, Phoenix is not going to be growing that much in terms of house prices.
Well, how do the both of you think investors affected the market before? Because there was excitement about, well, someone's buying them. But how much of an effect, John, first to you, did that have on prices themselves? Did that artificially jack up prices?
It did jack up prices. It provided a floor to prices because prices were just, it was off a cliff. They were falling so quickly in 2008. And so the investors came in, they saw the bargains, and they supported it. They provided the floor to prices. And then as prices increased, they've pretty much left. We're back to sort of normal levels of investor purchases in Metro Phoenix now.
Yeah, normal's not a word, Tony, we usually heard with the Phoenix housing market. What do you think when you hear that?
Well, I never attribute Phoenix and normal in the same sentence.
That's why you don't live here anymore.
Colossal bubble. It's a fantastic place to live. But the problem, of course, is that, you know, with the unemployment rate so high, and as John pointed out, Canadian investors are going to be less interested now than they used to be. Californians might still be interested in leaving, but watch for the Chinese to come in and more often than they have in the past.
Interesting.
They've been investing incredibly in California.
The big question that we haven't talked about yet that I think we need to when consider how Phoenix was hurt by the housing bubble, et cetera. Tony, what lessons, if any, were learned from the housing market? I mean, I know there's a lot more to it, obviously, than that. We talk about derivatives and talk about the economy in general and internationally. What was going on in the international economy, of course, affected everything. But were there lessons learned? I mean, could this kind of enormous dip happen again at some point in a couple of decades?
The answer is they learn their lessons for the usual amount of time they learn lessons, which is about 3 years. Then they forget everything. Remember, part of the problem in Phoenix was adjustable rate mortgages had, I think, I wrote a paper and showed back in about 2006 and 2007, ARMs were something like 90% of the mortgage market in Phoenix.
Wow.
Or maybe even higher. And then there's still ARMs out there, but we don't.
The adjustable rate mortgage? Yeah.
We've gotten rid of most of the pay option arms, the what we call exotic mortgage products. We've gotten rid of, for the most part, not completely, but from the bigger banks, we've gotten rid of stated income loans or no documentation loans. So now you actually have to prove you have a job, for the most part. Mm-hmm. There's still some out there. And now that we've gotten away from that, we tighten credit standards. We see credit score requirements for Fannie, Freddie, and the FHA for a while went shooting way up, but now their banks are loosening credit. Everyone's starting to loosen credit again, and we're actually seeing some not at the banks you would hope for, but for some of the smaller banks, you're starting to see all these no documentation loans again.
Mm-hmm. John, final thoughts. Go ahead.
So we're trying to forget. I don't think we can redo it.
John, final thoughts. You've got about a minute left or so. Follow up on Tony or your own thoughts about whether lessons were learned.
I think the main thing we need to remember is, in Phoenix, we basically have a real estate boom and bust about every 10 years. And if we're going to, there was two in the 70s, but we need to have policies that add stability to that, because that caused so much human pain when you lose your house. How does it, that affects the family. It's going to be the worst time in so many people's lives is when they lost their house during the real estate bust. So we should be more responsible that. The other thing that I think is just to see the sociology of how everybody was wrapped up into the bubble when it was going up, how excited everybody was. It's fascinating. I should be a psychologist or a sociologist to understand that, but it was totally fascinating how everybody was into it.
It was fascinating, and then, of course, when it crashed, it was fascinating in another way, I guess, yeah.
I agree with John. I was at a restaurant in Phoenix, and my waiter came up and handed me a card and said, in addition to your meal, I'm going to happen to be a mortgage broker.
Oh, my God,
this is bad news.
Professor Anthony Sanders of George Mason University specializes in real estate finance and investment. You can read his stuff at Confounded Interest. And Realtor John Wake of ArizonaRealEstateNotebook.com. Great to have you both on again. Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Appreciate it.